Hello? Hello? Are you even home? Come on, you called me over saying it was really important. You can't leave me standing outside the door. Do I need to come in there? I still remember where you keep your spare apartment key, you know. All right, fine, your funeral. Jeez, can't believe you kept this ugly-ass doormat. You might live alone in this apartment, but you can stand to keep the place visually appealing. Like this. Yeah, like this. Shining hardwood, traces of Febreze and carpet freshener hanging in the air. Spotless countertops. Damn, even the books on the shelf here have been wiped down and alphabetized. You scrubbed this place top to bottom, didn't you? And yet it's so quiet. Shit. I thought they sounded a bit too excited over the phone. Hey, where are you? Come out! Whatever you're doing right now, stop. Right now. I need to sit you down and have a little chat. Ah! Ah! What the? Oh my god, really? Of all places you could lay down, you picked the middle of the hallway? Hey, come on. Say something. What are you doing on the floor? Okay, you don't have to say anything. Just, I don't know, do something. Give me a sign of some kind. Roll over. Move. Even if you blink, it would be enough. It would be more than enough. Please? Just meet me halfway. Just give me one sign. Yes. Yes. Hey. There you are. Come on, look at me. Yeah, I'm here. I'm not leaving. Can you tell me what happened? I thought you were What was that for? Hey, no, don't turn away from me. That's not what I'm here for. I'm sorry, say that again? Yeah, you're probably right. I'm sorry. Maybe I was a bit harsh. My bad. You want to sit up? It's probably going to be more comfortable than laying down here. Let's... All right, fine. I won't touch you. Can you at least tell me how this happened? Seriously? Okay, yeah, that makes sense. How much did you end up having left? All gone? Damn it. When you screw around with the dosage, and then you either feel so good you don't think you need them, or you feel so shitty that you can't take them or get a refill. No, I'm not frustrated. Okay, maybe I am. A little bit. Just look. We've been here before, okay? Countless times. I've seen you at just about every high and low imaginable. Wouldn't I be the last person you would have to hide this from? Do you want to talk? Is there a reason why you didn't want to say anything? Were you feeling guilty about needing help again? Were you angry at yourself for slipping back into what you got out of? Did you think you could manage by yourself? Or, shit, did you want to go back to how it was? Just to feel something? A little bit of everything, huh? Figures. One more time? Yes, you're right. You are sick. You were dealt a shit hand, and things aren't really going to be normal because of that. But that doesn't mean any of this is your fault. It's not anyone's fault. And I'm not going to leave you or make you fight or cope with this alone just because things go off course. Of course I'm making you push through this. You might not feel like it now, but I know you want it. whether it's under this condition or any other. When? Oh, yeah, that's right. It was during one of your manic episodes, so you probably don't remember. I can't recall the exact words myself, but it was basically you saying that this was just a condition of you being alive, and that you would run with it. Yes, you did tell me. But I'm telling you, you don't have to live like that. There's help, and there's no shame in getting it. From a professional, from a pill, from me? I'm sorry, is any of this helping? Should I just quit talking? Just tired? You know what? Here, don't panic. I'm gonna get you somewhere comfortable. And you know, off the floor. Is that okay? Okay. Brace yourself. My arm goes here, and my other arm goes here. And up we go. What do you feel like? The bed? Couch? All right, hang on. There we go. I'll get the blanket here for you too. And get this pillow under your head. There you go. Now, don't leave the spot unless you absolutely have to, okay? I'll be back as soon as possible. What? Oh, no, I'm not ditching you. I'm just going back to my place to pack a few things. Clothes, a toothbrush, nothing more than the basics. I'll be back in half an hour, tops. Yeah, I'm gonna stay here for a few days. It'll be like old times. We'll get a refill for your meds, and I'll be here to help you out with anything you need. Cleaning up here, cooking, whatever. We can use some of your sick days, and if you need help with that project your boss wants. I'm sorry, what? A week ahead of schedule? Seriously? How? Oh, wait. Manic episode, right. Figures. Well, I think I can say that you've earned some downtime again. Like I said, don't go anywhere, don't do anything stupid, just try to get some sleep. Close your eyes for a bit and rest up at least. Call if you need anything, like if you want something from the store, if something goes wrong, or if you just want me to come back and keep you company. Can you promise me that? Thank you. Remember, half hour, tops. And we'll work our way back to happy medium. And I do mean we. Good. I'll see you later.